Jackson wanted to know, did he go to the Skyrack or the Original Oak?
I didn't. Are those nice establishments?
Yeah, they're very student-y. They're
in
Headingley. They're literally right opposite each other. We did the show from one of them.
Did we?
Yeah, back in the day.
Did we?
Yeah, we did.
Oh, gosh.
And we did indeed. If you've been a
Headingley's
student.
Headingley's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, if you've been a student in Leeds, then you'll know Headingley very well. That's where you'll be drinking.
Yeah.
And then someone else has texted in saying, we used to do a bunch of pubs on the Otley Road when I was at uni in Leeds in the 90s, the Otley Run.
Yes, the Otley Run, the famous Otley Run.
I know why they call it the Otley Run, because if you drink in all the, there's about 14 pubs, you won't be running anywhere unless you're running to the loo.
Absolutely.
Right, let's talk 20 seconds to 20K, but with happy, friendly music. So, 20 seconds to 20K. Now, we're really honest with you about this. It's our least entered competition, but it's one of the most popular competitions we do, even though people don't enter because people just get nervous. Someone texted in yesterday and went, I enter most of your competitions, but absolutely do not enter 20 seconds to 20K because I think it's just too difficult. But you're just overthinking it.
Yeah.
You can win £1,000 and take that and have that in your bank today. £1,000. I'd love £1,000 in my bank today.
For just naming a song that you probably really like anyway.
Exactly. Get two songs right, it's £2,000. And if you got enough time left on the clock and you went for the third one and got it right, you would win and walk away with £5,000. Then, four songs is £10,000. But if you went all the way and you got five song titles correct in just under 20 seconds, we will give you, in your bank, £20,000. So here is your qualifying question. You need to text the word play and then the answer. You got to text the word play and then the answer to this question. 20 years ago, Deal or No Deal first launched on the TV in the UK. It's recently made a comeback, but who was the original presenter of Deal or No Deal when it was on the telly back in the day in the UK? Deal or No Deal, who used to host it? Text the word play, followed by your answer, and send it to 83936. 83936. Text costs £2 plus your standard network rate. We'll close the lines at 7:45 this morning. You've got 10 minutes to text in. 10 minutes to text the word play, followed by your answer. You need to be 18 or over and live in Great Britain's play. All the rules, including online entry, are at radiox.co.uk. So, text now. Text the word play, followed by the original host of Deal or No Deal in the UK. And send it to 83936. We're playing 20 seconds to 20K later on this morning. All right, lovely. And now letters.
Letters, we get letters. We get back and back of letters.
Oh, letters, we get letters. And the letters all have stars.
Simon wants to know, did you go to dry dock?
Didn't go to dry dock.
Right, okay.
Is that nice, though?
Yeah, it's the big, big boat.
Oh, okay. No,
they
we didn't.
Turned into a
right.
bar.
We didn't do that one, actually.
They drove up a Brigget.
Did they?
Yeah, on the back of a huge flatbed.
Did they?
Yeah.
Brigget's huge, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is Brigget where all the Greggs are?
Yes, at the top of Brigget.
Isn't there one view of Brigget, and you're standing on Brigget, you can see six Greggs all at once? Something
Greggs.
Like that.
I swear, Radio Top Shop used to be on Brigget.
Yes, I thought of you.
Knickers are down.
We had a lovely time in Leeds. Recommend it. Hi, Dom. I love you on the show. Oh. What with your 50 of 50 stuff? Now, I have one issue, though.
Oh.
When I joined you on stage at the Comedy Store...
Yes.
You said I'd won a prize, but I haven't received it.
Yes.
Now, this was back in... I think... Did you talk about this last week?
Yes.
This was back in November that I did it.
We thought you needed to read this yourself.
Right, okay. Please let me know when I should expect to receive the prize. Many thanks, Russell. Now, Russell, I pulled out of the audience and he helped me basically not get gonged off.
Yeah.
Because he was also a judge. And he couldn't give a red card because I had him up on stage.
Yeah, and you said... In fact, we can play it to you.
Did I say get a prize?
Yeah.
Can I borrow you, sir? Just quickly, up here. Thank you very much. What's your name? Russell, ladies and gentlemen. Russell's here.
Oh, now we know.
Come on, Russ.
Hello, sausage.
Hello, I'm here. What's your job, Russell?
I work in IT.
Excellent. Good job, Russell. So we don't need to talk about the job bit. But what you've done, actually, Russell, you've won a prize.
Excellent.
Yes. So you've won a prize, and the prize is you have entered the inner sanctum of the Pleasure Dome. Yeah. What's going to happen, Russell, and is going to blow your mind, is... OK, 3, 2, 1, go.
Oh, and that's when you hit your 5 minutes.
Now, 3, 2, 1, go is meant to be the music.
Yeah.
In, but actually, I was out of time anyway, so...
So, the question was from him.
Yes.
You said I won a prize.
Mm.
Where's my prize?
Yeah, good question. And valid. Actually, valid question. Mm. Well, he won... The prize he won was entering the inner sanctum of the Pleasure Dome.
Uh-huh.
Which we can see he's in there on stage.
So that was already...
He's in the Pleasure Dome.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
It's only what were you going to do when you said 3, 2, 1, go?
I was going to start... I was basically going to do what I did when I got through to the final.
Yeah.
Start dancing to the 12-inch of Welcome to the Pleasure Dome by Frank.
So he never got... to you stand next to you while you did that. He never got to be in the Pleasure Dome.
I suppose I would have danced for him.
Right, so...
to the 12-inch.
Technically, legally, you still owe him that experience.
Are you saying you want me to dance for Russell to the 12-inch version of Welcome to the Pleasure Dome?
Yeah, it's a bit like Alan Partridge when he has those...
Yes. I won't wear the jumper.
You can wear whatever you want.
I won't wear Alan's jumper. Okay, I'll happily dance for Russell at some point. We'll try and make the dates work if Russell's probably busy.
I'll make a note.
I'm sure he'll make the time.
To make
quick
a note
question, Dom.
Yes, Pippa.
You know you had you were asked by Jared to host it.
Yes, in August, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, but you couldn't do it, is that right?
I think I can do it because we were going to be on holiday, but we're not.
Have you contacted Jared to tell him this?
That I can do it.
Yeah.
I think I did after he came on the show.
And are you booked in?
Well, seemingly so, yes.
Are you?
I can't remember the exact date.
This will mean that you're a professional comedian.
Yes.
Will he pay me for that? If I get paid, I'll be a professional comedian.
I'm sure he'd give you a fee.
Well, there you go. Even a fiver, you're still professional. But yeah, I think I contacted him. I did contact him after he came on, and he said August. So I think I might be on holiday, but actually it works out fine.
What date is it?
Can't remember, top of my head.
Does he think you're on holiday still?
Probably.
Right.
But I mean, to be fair, it's only April, but I will contact him.
There's loads of festivals around the UK this summer that will have comedy, and I'm sure there'll be somebody listening somewhere right now that is either running their own festival or their mate is running a festival, and they go, oh my God, that's a great shout. Dominic Byrne could play the Blah Blah Festival in a comedy tent.
Absolutely. With or without the wig, you choose. I don't mind. As long as I can bring a CD of Welcome to the
How
Festival.
Long was the gong set, King Gong?
5 minutes.
Right. Do you think you could get together by the summer festivals? You know, a good 20, 25 minute set?
Certainly do a tight 10 by the summer.
You think?
I thought 10's a lot, isn't it?
Mm.
I'm not going to do 20, 25.
Okay, say that again.
I could do 10 minutes.
Right.
But no more.
So you could do 10 minutes, but no more.
Mm.
Okay. Is this from the man who still wants to play the London Palladium?
Yeah, but you'll be with me on that, so we'll have
Okay, so you do 10, I do 10. It's a 20-minute show at the London Palladium.
Well, listen, we don't specify how long the show is when me and you...
Right.
You know, it's an 8 o'clock start. It could be an 8:45 finish. We don't know. We'll have some music on there, perhaps. I'm happy to do a 10-minute stand-up comedy show anywhere you want to book me, guys.
There you go.
And Russell, I'll dance for you when our dates align. And who knows when that'll be. Let's not
rule
out the next couple of years.
We'll get him down to the studio.
I don't think Russell...
We'll make a stage in the middle of... I went to Yorkshire then. We'll make a stage in the middle of Leicester Square.
Yes.
You'll dance for him.
Right.
We'll put him in a chair. We'll put him in an armchair.
Yeah.
And you dance for him. Do you want a pole?
No, don't need a pole because I need to use my hands.
Wow, what a prize.
For the Dom at radiox.co.uk, or you can send stuff through the post. You can absolutely do that.
Do your email again one more time.
Dom at radiox.co.uk.
Don't ask for car stickers anymore.
We've got a bit of an amnesty on the car stickers because everyone's asking. Or you can send stuff through the post to this address.
2, 3, 4.
Dominic Byrne, The Chris Miles Show, Radio X, 30 Leicester Square, in London. WC2H 7LA. Woo!
We'll be right back.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the new all-electric Škoda Elroq. Jump in. Book a test drive now.
Radio X. 10 years ago.
Something started that changed everything. 10 years of voting, celebrating, debating.
Radio X Best of British 2025.
Who will be your 10th winner?
Now closed.
Listen to the countdown. Easter Monday from 10 a.m.
Radio X Best of British 2025.
With B&Q, the best outdoor furniture for every budget and British weather.
This is the sound of Steve saving on his energy bills. And this is the sound of all his neighbours and his street saving too. With British Gas, millions of homes could save more by switching to one of our fixed tariffs. And with Peak Save, you could save even more with half-price electricity every Sunday between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. Search British Gas tariffs and see if you could save now. Eligibility and T's and C's apply.
Bring in spring this Easter at Dunelm. From cookware for hosting the roast to outdoor furniture that's all set for sunshine. And up to 50% off thousands of products. Pick up everything you need for Easter together in-store and online with free click and collect in as little as 2 hours at Dunelm, the home of homes. Terms and conditions apply.
Give your family's broadband a spring refresh with EE's ultra-fast full fiber.
How fast we talking?
You'll get speeds of 150 meg per second.
That is quick.
And we'll make the switch easy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, with one-touch switch, we'll handle it all for you.
Nice.
Plus, it's powered by BT. Switch today and pay nothing for 3 months.
$32.99 from month 4, 24 months, $35.99 from 31st of March 2026, $38.99 from 31st of March 2027. New customers, 50% availability. Terms apply.
When you're setting up a new nest, starting your own flock, or they just keep on growing, get more time to pay with VeriPay. Buy now and pay up to 12 months later, and nothing to pay at checkout. Search VeriPay today. Veri, let's make it sparkle. Representative 44.9% APR variable. VeriPay credit provided subject to credit and account status by Shop Direct Finance Company Limited, 18 plus.
Lotto's big Easter bank holiday jackpot isn't just any jackpot. It's big. Like, big, big. Like, big! So, oh, sorry. £15 million must be won this Saturday. Lotto from the National Lottery. Play on app. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Rollback's back at Asda. Stock up for the Easter holidays with thousands of prices roll back across the store and online. Like six packs of Maryland mini chocolate cookies was £1.38, now just 82p. An eight pack of Capri Sun was just £2.84, now just £2.38. And a 630 gram pack of Shreddies Original was £3.50, now just £2.48. That's Asda price. Selected stores online subject to availability may exclude Asda Express and small stores. See asda.com/small stores. Online charges may apply. Offers end 23rd of April.
Radio X.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Live from London's Leicester Square, this is The Chris Moyle Show.
Radio X. Good morning, it's 7:46. You're welcome. couple of people have texted in. They're interested in the what pubs you went to in Leeds.
Oh, yes.
You can't remember.
Yeah.
Were you not there when we did the original Loke in Leeds? We did the show from there with Kaiser Chiefs, Rob DJ.
Oh, no, that, yes, absolutely. When we were upstairs in a room upstairs.
That's right.
Yes,
and Skyrack's right opposite there.
Right, yeah, no, I do remember that. They played We Are the Angry Mob, I think, from memory.
Also, as well, you know, I told you I'm DJing in Leeds at the Warehouse.
Yes.
And someone texted in saying the Warehouse in Leeds has been refurbed a couple of years ago. It looks great inside now.
Nice.
I'm really excited about playing that.
Yeah.
What? Is there a place called The Wardrobe?
Yeah.
I've been there.
We've done a show from there as well.
That's literally opposite my favourite Indian restaurant called Agra in Leeds, isn't it?
Yeah.
The Wardrobe's literally just opposite that.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Agra's great.
Well done.
Morning, everyone who works at Agra. It's the best curry ever.
Right, the BBC is right on top of it.
It is, yeah. Right next to it, isn't it?
So you can do your show on Radio Leeds and just smell lovely curry.
Have a gel phrasing, off you go, have a few drinks in the Wardrobe and go home.
Mark says, when's that York gig? Helen says, when are you playing Leeds? All right, okay, fine. We want to come and see you. All right, okay. I'll make a list. I'll do a dream team link.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
The Dream Team.
Do you remember the Dream Team at the old place?
It was basically a gig guide.
They used to do the gig guide, James. And the gigs were where they were DJing.
It was only their gigs.
Yeah. Right, here are all the gigs coming up in the next couple of weeks. And they just promote their own gigs. Yeah. I mean, it was a stroke of genius.
It was a brilliant idea.
And then they said, you can't do that. And they're like, why not?
Right, these are gigs.
Yeah, but you can't just promote your own gigs. Like, but whose gigs are we going to promote? It'd be a bit weird to promote somebody else's gigs. And I'm like, they're making a fair point.
But you can't argue with that, actually. That's
gig dictatorship.
Yeah.
I'm putting together a list of where I'm going to be DJing.
Right.
But I'm also making notes because when I go, there's no way I'll get to the end of the list without one of you smart asses making a comment about something.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I need to be prepared.
Right.
I'm just getting that organised.
Okay.
Also, Jill Scott will be on the show later. She's not coming in. She's just on Zoom. She'll be either in a hotel or she'll be at home. The one place she won't be in is her coffee shop because she leaves all that work to Shelley.
Yeah, Shelley will be doing all the work.
Fact.
Yeah.
Don't mind me. I'll just open up as usual and you just swan about doing your television stuff.
I was looking at the lineup for Soccer Aid.
Mm.
Because she's going to be on to talk about Soccer Aid. And I've never been asked to take part. I've never even been asked to be the official DJ.
Have you not?
For Soccer Aid, no. I mean, when they're at the training ground, I could just be in the corner just, you know, spinning the discs.
Absolutely right. When is Soccer Aid? Is it like, that's June or something?
I will tell you, Dom.
I would say it's June.
15th. It is. James, do you mind?
15th.
It's the 15th of June.
15th of June, Chris.
Correct.
Yeah. It's the 15th of June.
Oh, right.
Yeah, Soccer Aid Day. Yeah. 15th of June.
Old Trafford.
Which is Father's Day, I believe.
Oh, is it?
So there you are.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, Jill will be on to talk about that. Now, yesterday, Dominic went to interview Tom Hardy.
I did. Tom Hardy.
Yeah, what's your problem? What are you asking me?
Not a bad impression.
Now, were you nervous?
A little bit nervous.
Yeah.
We had to wait, unfortunately, and I'll tell you why we had to wait when we actually talk about the interview.
Oh, really?
There's a good reason why we had to wait.
So you got there early anyway, didn't you?
We got there a bit early, and then we had to wait around for a bit.
Oh, no.
That's all right.
Who kept you waiting? I'm intrigued.
It was the people who were interviewing Tom before us. It was a very unusual team of interviewers.
The Teletubbies.
You're not a million miles
away. The Wiggles.
No, it wasn't the Wiggles. You would have hated it.
Ah.
You would have absolutely
hated it. That doesn't narrow it down too much, does it?
You'd have been scared, actually. You'd have been scared.
Ah.
I don't want to give too much away, but I'll talk about it later on.
Ah.
When we actually do the interviews and stuff. But
was it The Rock?
No, it wasn't The Rock. No, Tom Hardy was great.
Was he?
He's very good. I think he thinks I'm a bit of an idiot, which is fine.
Oh, so his perception spot there. On then, is
perception
it?
Perception spot on. No change there. But it was very good. And I saw Havoc. I can't tell you whether I enjoyed the film and you should go and see it. I can't tell you that yet.
Well, it's on Netflix.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's on next Friday on Netflix, and I can't tell you whether I really enjoyed it.
Why don't you just give everyone your login to the preview account? Because you've got a Netflix preview account where you can watch stuff that's not officially been released yet, and everybody can watch it and make up their own
Let's
minds.
Let's do it. Yeah? I changed my password 3 times. Try and make it work. It's watertight.
Oh, you're just giving it away, you would, yeah? Is it watertight?
1, 2, 3, watertight.
73, exclamation mark. Is that what it is? Well, anyway, well done for Tom Hardy. Yeah. You'll hear that interview soon.
She is a belter, different from the rest. Diamonds on her finger and she always looks her best. She is a gangster with 100 miles tell when she walks. Her feet don't touch a floor, she is a belter. She plays with lightning, I'm 100 miles high, dishing out the thunder like a god inside the sky. She is a dancer, and she dances in my dreams. Reminds me that the world is not as evil as it seems. She is a belter. No happy endings, unless fairy tales come true. But she looks like a princess and there's not much else to do. I think I love her, she gets underneath my skin. But I've been stung a few times, so I don't let no one I know even belt up. She is a belter. She is a belter. She is a belter. How can she reach me when I'm high above the shelf? Lost inside the smoke ring while I ponder to myself. Is she the answer to the question in my mind? Is happiness an option or is love just on me blind? Is she a belter? Unless fairy tales come true. But she looks like a princess and there's not much else to do. I think I love her, she gets underneath my skin. But I've been stung a few times, so I don't want no one and no even belter. She is a belter. She is a belter. She is a belter.
Sounds of Jerry Sinon there on Belter. Not that right, don't look.
All right, Chris, how's it going?
Have you ever met Jerry?
I've never met Jerry.
Top lad.
And
he's lovely. He's from Cardiff.
He's from Cardiff?
Hey, and he puts on the whole Scottish thing because it makes him sound a lot cooler.
You can't tell, Chris.
I just told you. So it turns out I can tell.
Hey!
You know that! Oh. Right. On the screen there, you know where it says where all the listeners are?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the bar for Scotland has just dropped to zero.
Oh, dear. Morning, Scotland.
Never seen it that low since McWobinson, of course.
Are you welcome in Scotland, McWobinson, now?
Not anymore, no.
It's not welcome anywhere.
No.
I think your Scottish accent's getting better.
Not as good as McPipper.
I don't think so. No, that's uncanny.
Yours is bad, James.
No, it's not. I did it. You made me do it the day I went to Scotland, and someone messaged me from Scotland and said, "I'll see you later."
Yeah, I'll meet you off the train.
I'll see you. And I walked.
Very good.
It was from Yorkshire. I'll see you. I'll see you later.
I'll see you later.
See you.
How's it go, James?
Sorry, no. That was
do you want to do it again?
No.
No, I didn't think so. No, I thought. The Chris Miles Show. Right, Dom's got the news next. It's almost 8 o'clock.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the new all-electric Skoda Enyaq. With a spacious and flexible interior.
Radio X.
Get set for spring with great Easter deals on big brands at Screwfix. Like the DeWalt 18-volt XR brushless impact driver bear unit, now only $54.99. And the Titan 140-bar pressure washer was $99.99, now only $79.99. That's a saving of £20. Don't miss out. These Easter deals must end on the 21st of April. Shop the Screwfix app, online or in store. Subject to availability. See screwfix.com for full T's and C's.
It's the most wonderful time of
Are you a smart booker or a silly booker? Smart bookers get access to a three-airport lounge by booking a five-star holiday with On the Beach. Silly bookers, well, enjoy those queues at the bar. Stop booking around and visit onthebeach.co.uk.
Conditions apply. 7-night minimum stay. Outbound only from selected airports for up to 6 people. Adult protected.
Beach. Ultramatte paint is made by us, Dulux Trade.
And approved by professional painters like me and you.
Ultramatte is made for a dead flat, non-reflective finish.
So you get a ceiling that looks great, even in the harshest light.
And it's made to be anti-flashing too.
So my customers only ever see a nice even ceiling over their heads.
Dulux Trade Ultramatte. It's made by us.
And approved by you. And me.
Put it to the test. Try Dulux Trade Ultramatte today.
Got to get these framed puppy photos to Mum.
When it comes to posting parcels, your local post office can help you make the right choice between Evri, DPD, Parcel Force and Royal Mail. Tracking signature or next day, but we can't help with every choice.
Love from Bubba. Or should we call you Barry?
Send, collect and return parcels all in one place. We can help with that. Just pop to your local branch or visit postoffice.co.uk. Evri and DPD available in selected branches only. T's and C's apply to all services. Please ask for details.
Where would we be without the curiosity to explore?
It takes us to new places.
It even got us to the moon.
And now there's never been a better time to satisfy your curiosity about electric cars. With great offers in our award-winning range, including the Ioniq 5 and Ioniq 6, available with £2,000 deposit contribution and 0% APR. Discover more at Hyundai.co.uk. Ends 30th June 25. Finance subject to status. Hyundai Motor UK Limited is a credit broker, not a lender. Terms apply.
This Tuesday, Amazon brings the unmissable UEFA Champions League match. Aston Villa versus PSG.
Magnificent. A wonderful goal.
This Tuesday, Aston Villa versus PSG. It's on Prime.
Radio X. News update next.
This is the sound of Steve saving on his energy bills. And this is the sound of all his neighbours in his street saving too. With British Gas, millions of homes could save more by switching to one of our fixed tariffs. And with Peak Save, you could save even more with half-price electricity every Sunday between 11am and 4pm. Search British Gas tariffs and see if you could save now. Eligibility and T's and C's apply.
On your radio, on Global Player and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Just after 8 o'clock, here's Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom, there are more talks planned for tomorrow to try to end the bin strikes in Birmingham that have been going on for over a month. Thousands of tons of rubbish have been lining the streets. It's because of the walkout by refuse workers. Unions have rejected the latest pay offer, which the council insists was fair. In other news, ministers have confirmed raw materials vital to keeping British Steel operational will be delivered later today. An emergency law was passed by the government over the weekend. That's to take control of the site in Scunthorpe from its Chinese owner. Experts at Imperial College London say people are still waiting too long for cancer treatment. That's after a report found the care system for helping patients is now at a critical breaking point. Radio X's reporter Fraser Knight has more on this.
They say we're already in a crisis, still reeling from COVID and from long waiting lists. And they say there's too much of a tunnel vision approach, focusing on screening and early diagnosis and not effectively on treating patients who are already sick.
Sorry, ministers say they are determined to drive down waiting times for patients. And today marks the 36th anniversary of the Hillsborough disaster. Campaigners have been fighting for a law to prevent future cover-ups in honour of the 97 victims say they remain in the dark about the legislation. The Mayor of Greater Manchester, Andy Burnham, has been working with the families affected.
This law is needed to make this country a place where people can't cover up in future, can't put Bury families into the wilderness as they did with the Hillsborough families. We will fight for the Hillsborough law in full.
Sport.
Bournemouth say their European qualification hopes are alive and kicking after their 1-0 win over Fulham last night. That victory has moved them up to 8th now in the Premier League.
Definitely is alive. We have 6 games to play, and if the season finishes today, I think we go to Europe, no? It's true that it's still very difficult because we have a not easy schedule, but I think we are in a place to compete, definitely.
Semenyo scored inside the first... We were just very happy. Semenyo scored inside the first minute to seal the win on the South Coast. Aston Villa boss Unai Emery has called on his side to produce an historic Champions League comeback tonight. They are 3-1 down, heading into the second leg of their quarter-final against PSG at Villa Park. Meanwhile, Barcelona take a 4-0 lead to Borussia Dortmund in this evening's other last-day tie. And Arsenal can move within 3 points of women's Super League leaders Chelsea if they can beat Leicester tonight. They do have injury doubts, though, over the England internationals Chloe Kelly and Alessia Russo.
Weather.
With eBay. Find the right part at the right price to get your vehicle MOT ready.
And Dominic was just about to tell you that Jill Scott, the former Lioness, will be on the show in about half an hour's time.
And Jill Scott, the former Lioness, will be on the show in about half an hour's time.
Oh, yeah, good plug.
Yeah, thank you. And the weather, heavy showers for central and southern parts of the UK this morning. A bit drier in the north, some sunshine around as well. Temperatures up to 18 degrees today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 8 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Tuesday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square, across the United Kingdom.
Boost is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't like Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Hello, good morning, everybody. Welcome, it's a welcome. It's Tuesday morning, April the 15th. It's 8:05. And this is Radio X, and I'm Chris Moyles. Now, we had a few messages come in earlier. So we've been talking about lots of things this morning. If you've just woken up, you've missed us talk about the Pat Sharp action figure.
Yeah.
Which is a real thing.
So lifelike.
It's the same height as James Robinson.
Yep, true.
Then we mentioned the fact that Dominic was in Leeds.
Yeah.
The weekend. And then I said I was DJing in Leeds. And a few people had texted and said, oh, when are you DJing in Leeds? And I said, well, it was the same day that I'm going to the Fan Love Festival.
Fan Love.
Okay, so
what happens at
So
Fan
here's
Love?
The thing. I've made a list of gigs that I'm doing.
Right.
And I'm going to mention them.
Okay.
And I'm going to see if I get to the bottom of the list.
Okay.
Without you guys interrupting me
right.
several times with questions.
Okay.
Right. Captain Crackbeard is joining us for this link.
Hey,
as
Captain.
Well.
Hello. Good morning, everybody.
So I do the 90s show where we just play the 90s music.
Yeah.
And I'm playing Norwich on Friday, May the 2nd.
Yep.
Then the next day, Saturday, May the 3rd, I'm playing Coventry Arena.
Ah, now, is it? Because we've had this before, when you thought you were playing the entire arena.
Okay, that's keep a note of this. That's right. Interruption number one.
Capacity 15-something thousand, or right. 22,000.
Okay. Now, well...
Your DJs are 15,000 people.
No, listen.
No.
Shut up. Right. Here's the thing.
Is it near the Coventry Arena?
No, it's in the Coventry Arena.
It's in it, yeah.
However, we might move the time of it.
Right.
And if anyone's got tickets, I hope this is okay, but it's Coventry's final game of the season that day.
Oh, wow.
So...
A lot of people.
I'm thinking, bring the gig earlier.
Yeah.
And then everyone can come and have a party afterwards.
Yes.
I see.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
So that's what we might do.
Okay.
Good idea.
Okay. What are you searching?
I'm just searching when, if they've got a chance of, so Coventry have still got a chance of going into the playoffs.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
100%.
So that game
Are they sixth?
Could be, you're right, they're sixth at the moment. That could be huge.
And they're playing Borough on the final game as well.
Right, okay, oh my God.
Who are also Are they in the
Borough at eighth.
So it's a big game.
So they're not
done the research.
So if Coventry win that game and are defo, which they should be in the playoffs, then I'm saying, why doesn't everybody? Because it's next door. They're next door to each other.
Absolutely, it'll be a hell of a party.
Come on into the arena.
Yeah.
Get your ticket on the door. We'll have a hoolie.
Yeah.
And then the irony is, I might well be playing in front of 15,000 people.
You might well be.
Anyway,
that'd be a good gig.
Then the next 90s show is May the 17th at Uttoxeter Racecourse after all the horses have run round in circles.
Yeah, lovely.
Okay, we're good so far?
Good so far.
All right, good. Then as well as the 90s gigs, I do just, you know, what I call DJ sets where I actually genuinely think I'm a pound shop Calvin Harris.
Right, okay, yeah.
Friday, May 23rd, I'll be at Carlion Bay in Cornwall for Tunes on the Shore.
For what on the shore?
Shore.
Who's it?
Tunes on the Shore.
Tunes on the Shore.
Now,
this may be
from the same people that bring you Tunes in the Dunes.
Right.
But because this is on the shore, they've just called it Tunes on the Shore.
Tunes on the Shore.
Now, yes, it doesn't rhyme.
No.
Yeah,
I'm aware.
So that's Carlion Bay.
Why did they change it from Tunes in the Dunes?
Because we're not on the dunes, we're on the shore.
Does that matter? Were you in the dunes last time?
If you do Tunes in the Dunes, you're in the dunes.
Mm.
But
right?
The dunes surely is not a stable.
I don't call it this!
Surely there's another rhyme they could have aimed at.
I would have thought, I'm trying to find one.
Anyway, it's me and Scouting for Girls.
Right.
Have you ever seen Scouting for Girls live before?
Yes, many times. I'm very excited.
Great festival band.
Then the next night...
Morning, Roy.
The next night, what's the name of it?
Is this the sausage one?
No, again, I knew you'd have questions. It's Powderham Castle in Devon.
Oh, yeah, in Devon.
It's a very similar festival.
That's lovely. What's it called?
Okay, well, the day before I'm doing Tunes on the Shore.
Yeah.
And then Saturday, May 24th, I am playing Powderham Castle in Devon.
Right.
What do you think that festival's called?
Oh, something in the castle.
Yep, Tunes in the Castle.
Really?
Yeah.
It's just interchangeable, isn't it?
So I'm doing Tunes on the Shore on the 23rd and Tunes in the Castle on the 24th.
Is it same company?
Yeah.
Right. Next day, Stansted, Tunes in an airport.
By the way, that festival's amazing. I'm on, the same day I'm on, Norman Jay's on, Dizzy Rascal's on. The next night on the Sunday, you've got Blossoms, Maximo Park, lineup.
Tunes in a Castle, indeed.
Someone said Beats on the Beach. That's a good one.
I'm not doing Beats on the Beach. Sorry. I am available.
But I'm Phil.
Rave by the Waves.
Lovely.
Good. So I'm in Devon on the Saturday night, May 24th.
Yes.
The next day, I'm at Lancaster. I'm at the Leyland Music in the Park.
Right.
Now, that is fine. It's only a 5.5-hour journey.
Yeah.
From Devon...
This is what we have to go comedians for when they come in and they get their tour dates.
But that's the lineup, which is Chesney Hawks, Boomtown Rats.
Oh, yes.
One of Five Star.
Yeah.
Fine Young Cannibals.
Yeah.
Hue or Cry.
Yeah.
It's going to be...
That's it.
It's right up my street.
Go all west.
Yeah, and I'm definitely staying. Right. I don't know what time I'm on, but I'm staying. I'm watching.
100%.
Right.
That'd be a good one.
Pub in the Park is May 30th. I'm doing London. I'm doing Gunnersbury Park in London for Pub in the Park. Pub in the Park.
They've not done that before with London, one of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, have they?
I think so.
But you're not doing Marlowe, are you? Not doing that?
No.
Sorry.
Then June 13th, I'm doing the Lexus Ilkley Open Tennis Tournament.
Hang on. I'm sorry.
Chris, it's almost like something about Lexus and tennis.
Literally sounded as though you said you're playing a tennis tournament.
I'm playing the Lexus Ilkley Open Tennis Championship.
Are you?
Now, when I say I'm playing it, I'm DJing playing it.
Yeah, don't take
it. Sounds good, though, right?
You'll be making a right old racket.
Hey!
New balls, etc.
No.
Tennis.
Yeah, that's it.
Serving up some tunes.
Yeah, good.
Thank you.
Okay.
You've never played a tennis tournament before, have you?
No.
It's very good.
Do people normally DJ at tennis?
I don't know.
Apparently so.
It's famously quite a quiet sport.
Yeah.
Massive. Pull them off.
I don't think I'm on during the tennis.
In between serves.
Yeah. Gosh. You've got a snooker gig in.
Then yes, Pippa, to answer your question, yes, I'm doing several of these sausage and cider festivals, of which, by the way, they are everywhere.
They get everywhere.
So, are you doing all of the sausage and cider festivals?
No, because the sausage and cider festivals are Aberdeen, Cambridge, Colchester, Chelmsford, Chichester, Glasgow, Guildford, Isle of Wight, Nottingham, Southend, Sheffield, St Albans, Stoke, Thanet, Tunbridge Wells, Warwick and Winchester.
Oh, wow. How many sausage insiders is that?
Oh,
then?
Debbie would love the one in Winchester. She'll go to that specialist.
Debbie does Winchester.
I'm doing Cambridge on the 14th of June.
Right.
I'm doing Chichester on the 30th of August. And then I'm doing Cambridge... Nottingham, rather.
Nottingham, right.
On the 31st of May.
Well, she's doing several sausages.
I'm doing...
Three.
James has just walked into the studio at that point. Yes.
Chris is playing a tennis tournament.
Oh, God, I knew you'd have questions.
Tennis.
And,
tennis.
By the way, I swear, I told you, I'm not even at the bottom
this
of the list.
So funny.
All right, then...
I don't think we've interrupted you once yet, though.
What? What?
Yeah, no, we'd let you crack on.
Yeah, sorry, carry on.
Now, July 19th is when I'm playing Leeds at the Warehouse. It's the legendary venue in Leeds, and it's a day club event,
yes.
Right? So right at Pippa Street. I'm going to see if Pippa wants to
100%
come.
100% at Pippa Street.
That's July the 19th. And then if you come with me, Pip, as soon as I do that, we'll have a couple of drinks, and then I'm legging it to York for Van Love. So that's what I'll be...
Hang on. We can't gloss over Van Love.
And don't look up the website.
What happens at Van Love?
Yeah.
Is it...
Love in Vans?
Yeah, what is it?
Yes.
Is it?
Pippa. If you love... It's not loving. Love in Vans. It's if you're loving.
If there's fans are rocking.
Yes, if you've got a camper van type thing,
right.
Then you rock up to this... Van love.
Do people go in each other's vans, is it?
Yeah,
you can,
I bet they do.
Yeah, you can keep your flaps open and people can pop in.
That's nice, isn't it?
Is that on the flyer?
Yeah, don't look at the website, it's fine.
I'm looking at the website.
Anyway, no, you don't need to. Really? So, and that's a weekend of van loving.
It's dog friendly.
Yeah.
That's
Elvington Airfield, kind of York way. Okay,
there's two symbols, no fireworks, but we're dog friendly.
And I'll be doing some DJ. DJ set. You don't need to worry about it. I'll just be entertaining the crowds, okay?
Right, okay.
So there you go. That's what I'm doing. Any questions? No.
Hang on, where are you?
All right, so just to recap, that's Tunes on the Shore, Tunes in the Castle.
Wimbledon.
The Lexus Ilkley Open Tennis Championship.
What
Sausage and Cider, Coventry Arena, Leeds... And a festival for people who love their van.
Oh.
Three sausage insiders.
Yes, that's right. Three. Yeah. I mean, I don't know where I find the room in my diary for these gigs.
You've got a busy summer coming.
And the Van Love one, I know you're looking on the website. But I'm not. I've sold them. No. It's a back to school disco is what they're billing it as.
Right, okay.
With Headmaster Chris Moyles. But I've told them...
No, it doesn't.
I've told them I am not dressing up and it is not a back-to-school disco.
Hang on.
Oh, no.
It's going to be hardcore techno.
Headmaster Chris Moyles.
This has taken a turn.
Oh. I know.
You should have led with that.
Wow.
Oh, no. You're
going to have a whip.
There it is.
No.
You're going to have a whip.
Yeah.
Headmaster
What school did you go to?
Yeah.
Guy Robinson's fault.
Oh, I was going to say, Guy's got a very good sense of humour.
Oh, no.
If you have a camper van, if you have a van or a caravan and you want to go to a festival with other people who appreciate their vans and leave the flaps open...
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Come dressed in your school uniform and otherwise you might end up in detention.
No,
with Headmaster Chris Moyles.
It's really sad that no one said that.
Oh, no.
Okay, right, let me clear this up. I've said to Guy... I am not dressing up. I will dress up as Chris Moyles.
Yeah.
Be dressed as a headmaster.
Yeah.
All right?
I will put all these kids in detention.
No.
Yeah.
You can't have a mortarboard because you can't have your headphones on at the same time.
Thank you. I also don't have a mortarboard.
No, but they'll get you.
And I am not wearing it.
That's why head teachers don't DJ.
So many people are going to get sent to your office.
They really are.
I wouldn't mind. Do you know the worst thing about it is?
Go on.
Is that Guy, who runs the festival,
he's
my gig agent.
Yeah.
And I'm doing him a favour. I'm not even getting paid for it.
Oh.
And he wants me to dress up as a headmaster.
Oh.
The kinky devil. Right, so there you go.
Wow.
Now, I know people have got questions. Now I'm looking. Chris, I'll lend you my catapult to stick into your back pocket of your shorts. Yeah, thanks very much, Chris.
Radio X.
Thank you.
Coming up,
the Pheno.
More legendary entertainment with legendary music and legendary broadcasting content.
That's right.
You'll face five questions to test your general knowledge to the max in Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz after 9.
After 9.
Plus, after this ripper of a record, we'll call back someone for 20 seconds to 20K who will be playing for 20 grand. Now, let me hand back to Chris to tell you what excellent record we're going to spin.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
In about 3 minutes' time, we will play 20 seconds to 20K. We have a caller ready. How are they going to get on? We'll all be listening together. 20 seconds to 20K is next. After I just read out that list of fine gigs that I'm playing. If you just switched on, by the way, I just read out when I'm playing Ushuaia, Pasha.
That's right.
The Sausage and Cider Festival.
Yeah, and a tennis tour.
The Lexus Ilkley Tennis Open. Van Love, where I'm apparently meant to be dressed as a headmaster. I'm telling you now, I won't be.
Yeah.
Okay?
Bangers on the
Says
beach.
Says it on the website.
Yeah.
What?
Says on the website.
No, it doesn't say on the website.
Yeah.
You stop giggling, you.
It is funny.
What are some of the hilarious texts we've had?
Well, Emma, oh, hello, sir.
Oh, yeah.
We're in Durham.
what was the one about the Ilkley one?
Oh, the Lexus Tennis Open. Yeah. What time's your set? Is it around 10-ish?
Yeah, hilarious.
Very good, that's good.
It's good vibes.
Yeah.
There's a lot we can't read out to do with
Van Love. And lots of sausage and Van Love combinations that we're just not going to get into.
No, but dogs are allowed.
Anyway.
So that's good. Mm.
Chris says James is the only one who's probably still got his old school uniform that fits.
No, I don't.
Of course it fits. True. It was from last year.
No. Absolutely. 20 years since.
Haven't grown into it yet, have you?
Not yet.
20 years ago.
Right, talking to 20.
The Chris Moyle Show. 20 seconds.
to 20K. Radio X.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Mr. Miles.
Oh, shut up. Shut up. Right, you've lost.
Yeah. You've won.
Hold on. Wrong answer. Let me press the button. Oh, game over for you, Carl.
I get a cup, though.
Hey?
You do.
You do, yeah. You
yeah.
I can...
It's a mug. It's not a cup. We're not posh.
Yeah, it's bone china.
Where are you, Carl?
Keswick at the minute in Cumbria.
Oh, lovely.
James's neck of the woods.
No, it's not. Keswick is beautiful.
It is beautiful. Keswick is lovely.
I am. Yeah, it's not. I'm not a Mara like James is.
No.
Like a jam eater.
No. Oh, here we go.
See, now you see this. We didn't prompt him on that.
No.
Just everybody knows
yeah.
people from Whitehaven are jam eaters.
No, they're not. It's the neighbouring town of Workington.
No, I don't think it is.
So.
Well, I'm with a load of Workington lads and they're saying you're the jam eater.
No. Yes, because you're all...
They would say
it's because you're all poor, isn't it?
They
so
would.
You can only afford your jam sandwiches.
That's where it comes from.
Yeah.
Up in this, James.
From Workington lot.
You're so poor... Even your water is brown.
Mm. Have you been to the harbour, Carl? Have you been to Whitehaven Harbour recently?
Years ago, I did work in Whitehaven. Yes, it was brown.
But no, it wasn't.
Actually, it has been a couple of years.
It has been a couple of years.
Has it?
It's even browner now than it was then.
Oh, yeah. Carl, what do you do for a living? What's your job?
I'm a joiner.
Yeah, I thought so. And and you're married, aren't you?
Good with wood.
I'm not married.
You're not married? Sorry.
Although,
go on.
Although she would like to be. It's been 20 years.
Good lad.
Wow.
That's what I like. And that's Susan, isn't it?
Sabrina.
Yep. Oh, sorry. So close. And you've got kids, haven't you?
I have.
You've got three kids?
I've got one.
You've got one. Okay. You've got a lovely girl, haven't you?
Boy.
That's what I said. I think you misheard me. You've got a lovely boy. Carl. Your son.
Yep.
Carl Jr. That's what you've called him.
Unfortunately, no. Harry.
Harry, that's
Harry.
What I said. I think you
missed
me. And Harry is 12, isn't he?
18.
He's 18.
You're good at this, Chris.
Yeah. Well, it's a gift.
It's a gift.
Close.
Clinton Baptiste.
Yeah.
Right. How are you feeling about the competition?
Excited and nervous at the same time.
Right. Have you got a game plan?
As much as I can.
Yeah,
that's good.
That's a great idea.
I like
idea.
That, Carl.
Well done.
Write that down.
You should go into like logistics.
Shall we have a little practice and see how you get on?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Right. So you know the rules of this. You've heard it enough now. It's 20 seconds on the clock. I will say start the clock and the track will play. You will tell me the name of the track to stop the clock. Okay?
Yep.
Tell me the name of the track before the clock hits zero. I stop the clock and I'll offer you some money. Nice and simple. So, shall we have a practice run?
Yep.
He's gone from really chatty to literally one-word answers.
Come on, Carl.
In about
20
seconds.
You've got this.
Yep. All right, okay. So
no pressure.
Well, there's no pressure on this because this is just a practice run, okay? This is how the game's going to play out when we do it for real. But just as a practice... Let's do this. 20 seconds on the clock. All you got to do is tell me the name of the song. Start the clock.
Under Pressure.
See that? Easy.
No bother.
How easy was that?
Yep. Not that I've listened to this game 1,000 times.
Yeah, I know. Did you hear the other day somebody actually didn't get the test track?
Yeah, that was a worry, wasn't it?
But then they went on and got the first song, so that was good. All right, so... 20 seconds on the clock. Yes, you can win £20,000 if you get all five, but let's just try and get that first one done. All you got to do is get that first one before the clock hits zero. I'll put £1,000 on the table for you. You ready?
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Yep. Okay, let's reset the clock back to 20 seconds. Put 20 seconds on the clock. You just got to name the next song. I don't care what you say, you can name it incorrectly as many times as you like, and as soon as you get it right, we'll stop the clock. So it's always good to talk out loud.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Carl?
Yep. Okay.
For £1,000, give me the name of this song. Start the clock.
Woke up cold one Tuesday.
Palatini.
Come on.
There was something missing in my day-to-day.
New shoes.
Yes, well done. Good lad. Good lad. Good lad, Carl.
Well
good
done,
lad.
Man.
Good lad. It's a lot harder, isn't it, for real?
Yeah.
Yeah, isn't it? But Yeah, it took you a few seconds, but you got it. You so got it. You did the right thing. You went, oh, Paolo Nutini. And I heard you going, you were trying to get to the chorus, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you did.
Singing it on fast forward, yeah.
But you did it.
You did.
And you did it in a certain amount of time. So, let me run you through the options. I've just put £1,000 on the table in front of you. Boom. If you want it, that's yours. You can end the game here. We'll put £1,000 in your bank account today, Carl. With our pleasure, that's yours. Or you can play on. How long did it take you, you say? Well, it took you just over 11 seconds, 11.29, which leaves you with 8.7 seconds left. Now, you can take the 1,000 or you can risk it and try and double that to 2,000. If you play on and you give me the name of the next song before the clock hits zero, then you'll have £2,000 on the table. If the clock hits zero before you give me the correct title, or you just don't know it, you lose that 1,000 and you get your mug. So it's 8.7 seconds left for song number two. It's worth £2,000. Or you take your money, which is 1,000, and we'll put that in your bank today. It's up to you.
I know if I was listening, I'd be screaming, yeah, go for it. But no, I am going to take the money. Sorry, Joel.
Are you sure?
I am, yeah. So no, it's tight.
Carl, you've just won £1,000.
What's up, mate?
Thank you very much.
£1,000.
Love that.
Don't think about it.
Brilliant.
It is brilliant. Don't think about the rest of it. Think if I'm counting that out in front of you in 20s, it's going to take a while.
Yeah. No, it's great. I'm going to celebrate. My son got his degree apprenticeship yesterday, so...
Oh, fantastic.
Awesome.
Nice.
Oh, well, if he's listening, you just won £100, Carl. Well,
that's it. Yeah. I can take it to McDonald's, where he works.
Yeah. Does he get a staff discount?
He does.
Oh, wicked. Right. I didn't know about that before. Well, listen, do you know what? I think you've done the right thing, because you've definitely got money out of the game. And who knows, you might have got the second one, but you might not have got the second one. So
that's what I was thinking, yeah.
And you know what, you're right. If you're listening to it, you're like, go on, play it. But when it's on the table in front of you, £1,000, a lot of money, dude. And I think you've made the right decision. And Joel in our department upstairs, who pays the money, he says you made a massive mistake. You should have pushed on and played on all the way through to the clock hit zero.
He was adamant about that.